The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to, with anticipation, and invite your telephone call to join in the dialogue, the discussion, each and every day as we face the issues. We're going to be looking at today five things Christians and conservatives ought to know. Five things, there's a thousand of them. I'm boiling it down. Five things Christians and conservatives ought to know. We're not being told the truth. Listen, I believe we're being lied to out of every corner of every mouth in the Beltway in Washington. In fact, sometimes I would say that for both sides of the aisle. We're not being told the truth in relationship to multitudes of things. We'll talk about that as part of the monologue for the introduction of where we're going today. But let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite your telephone calls, dialogue, discussion on the issue today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, not based on political rhetoric, not based on denominational dogma, not based on what is philosophically correct, but we face the issues based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. As Jesus speaks to his disciples, John 8:31-32, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, Jesus says, the Bible says, it's a declaratory statement, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, "Thy word is truth." Listen, if everything else fails, if it seems as though the whole world is in a sinking ship, and it is, biblically speaking, we can count on, we can depend on, we can trust the Word of God. It never fails. It is without change, without error, without admixture. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth. Psalm 117:2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Now, I know when we talk about truth, there are those that say the truth doesn't really matter. Truth does matter. It is the core principle. It is the fundamental foundation of all that we say and do in our nation. Without truth, where would we be? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. I don't agree with all that Orwell said as a secularist. I understand that. But George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We're living in a society today, at this moment, that if you stand for truth, biblical truth, theological truth, if you stand for truth, political truth, societal truth, if you stand for truth, there'll be those that will want to demean you, challenge you, argue with you, diss you, as the world calls it today. Never fully understood what that word means, dissing somebody. But ladies and gentlemen, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak the truth. So I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Now, that sounds pretty sound, solid, and good advice, I think. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole society today, that which is called the millennials. The society today, the millennials, say, 55% of them say that there's no absolute truth. They say, and I quote, "Each person determines their own version of truth." We talk about dissing someone. I understand that means disrespecting, not having a respect for one's position on truth. And I believe that we've come to that point today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a powerful statement. I've used this quite some time. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation, hear me, the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." That's a sad statement, but it's very real. It's relevant. We need to recognize that today. So we need to stand for truth and understand that truth never changes. I've said before, and perhaps at the risk of redundancy, I will say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. And we find that coming out of Mitch McConnell. We find that coming out of Chuck Schumer. We find that coming out of Nancy Pelosi. We find those words out of AOC. Where anytime somebody said, "How can you tell when Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and AOC and others are lying?" It's when they open their mouth. Because I don't believe they know how to give a statement, prepare a sentence or a statement that's not filled with absolute total deception. That is their approach. That is the approach by so many in D.C. today. This is the reason, by the way, elections do count. Let me just throw in this little parenthetical footnote for you. I believe this is the reason this election cycle, this November, 6 months from now, will be a decision for America. This November election will make the determination of the destiny and the direction of the United States of America. I don't know of any election in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100, I don't know any election in my lifetime that's any more important than this election cycle, especially for the Oval Office. So may I say to you, don't you dare put in that category of undecided. We see what's happened. We see what's taking place. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. The bundle of lies that we have been told that's been carried out as a result of the Biden administration and the end result of where we are in America today. We need to take a stand for truth. We need to stop being frightened and afraid as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We need to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And I believe we're in a state of mourning today without any equivocation. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Righteousness, rightness before God, honesty and integrity, exalt, that means to lift up, to glorify a nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people, the scripture says. And I believe it's time that conservatives, Christians, and patriots recognize our duty, our responsibility as citizens in America, to take a stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, whether it's the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark to help you find Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole is Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time are now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Five things Christians and conservatives and patriots ought to know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the era of disinformation and misinformation. May I say to you, not just for conservatives, as we're blamed. You hear me? The Biden administration, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, CDC, FDA, et cetera, et cetera. All of these three-letter acronym bureaucratic organizations that have no oversight from the House and the Senate, apparently, they are now pointing their fingers at conservatives, at Christians, at patriots, and we're the blame for everything. I said recently, when the rapture comes, wonder who the Communist Network News is going to blame it on. Millions will disappear. I reckon they'll say Donald J. Trump had something to do, had something to do with it. And really, they perhaps need to look at it, turn the camera around and recognize it. They're left behind. Left behind. And ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, will be suddenly seized. There will be a sudden mega millions of people that will disappear from the face of the earth. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we, conservatives, Christians, and patriots, we're being blamed today for just about everything. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the entire Marxist media and the entire Biden administration that's on every hand, on every event, on every subject. We're being lied to. You'll recall that we were lied to about COVID, the COVID vax. We were told that would have 97% efficacy. The COVID vax would be the very thing that will get us out of the dilemma of pathogen called COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article, and this is just the hem of the garment. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Back a number of months ago, there was a major article published that around the globe, 17 million people had died as a result of the COVID vaccination. Now, you might say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. If you try to find that on Google, you won't find it, because it is something that Google will not allow to be published through their platform. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Now she can't have children. Health experts allege cover-up of the COVID vaccine and its dangers. 2 weeks ago, this article reads, dated February 27th, 2 weeks ago, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, got an email from a recently married man who learned his 36-year-old wife couldn't have children shortly after she got her COVID vaccination. She chose a career, got the baby/family bug, and now she can't have children, the husband said in the email, which Johnson, that's Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, read aloud Monday at the opening of a Capitol Hill forum on government officials' transparency about COVID-19. Quote, she cries all the time, the husband said in his email. She apologizes to me, and it isn't even her fault. Someone needs to make them pay. And we need safeguards so this never happens again. Johnson's forum entitled, Federal Health Agencies and the COVID Cartel, What Are They Hiding? End quote, and held in the Senate Russell Office Building, featured a roundtable discussion including 22 testimonials from scientists, medical doctors, former governmental officials, journalists about what they said were problems with the vaccines and the government's effort to censor, to cover, and to not have anyone believe anything but what the government says. The cover-ups involving both the origin of COVID in China, all of its adverse effects of the vaccine, likely are linked to the protecting of the bioweapons industry, contended Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H, Professor Emeritus of Epidemiology at the Yale School of Public Health and Yale School of Medicine. This article reads then, is there an active cover-up? Is there an active cover-up of COVID shot dangers, end quote? Ladies and gentlemen, the answer to that question is yes. We've been lied to about it. We've been lied to about the purpose. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it was Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H, the epidemiologist that was formerly associated with Yale School of Medicine. It was Dr. Risch that said that the COVID vaccination was designed as a mass genocide tool instrument. Ladies and gentlemen, he was shortly after that, he retired. It wasn't because he wanted to, but he retired. And the whole thing has been a sham. Whole thing's been a cover-up. Whole thing's been a lie. And we're just now seeing the end results of the, quote, side effects, the deception of the lies. But listen, the government gave Pfizer, Moderna, and others, Johnson & Johnson, blanket carte blanche immunity from any repercussions. First time in the history of medicine. First time in the history of America. First time in anything that we know of where it's been given total blanket immunity as a result of side effects, damages, injuries, danger, or death as a result of the COVID vaccine. The thing I'm talking about today, by way of an elongated introduction of where we're going with five things that Christian conservatives ought to know. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the deception and the lying that's taken place in America, especially in the past almost 4 years now, under Joe Biden, the Biden administration, under the Marxist agenda, where everything is run not by legislation, not by the rule of law, but lawlessness, not by the realm of it being discussed and debated in the House and the Senate, and then passed and signed by the president. But all that's taken place has been by executive order, a dictatorial approach where I said it, that settled it, you're going to live by it. That's where we are today. We were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, have been lied to on every hand, been lied to about COVID. We've been lied to about the open borders, lied to about the open borders. As late as just a day or two ago, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, the one that is the laughing VP, Kamala Harris, and even from Joe Biden, that we do not have a border problem. Now, finally, in the past few days, they've said we do have a problem at the border, but Trump caused it. We do have a problem at the border, but it's because of the Republicans. We do have a problem at the border, but it's because the Republicans, being directed by Donald J. Trump, will not allow the legislation to be passed that will seal our borders. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the borders were sealed, basically, under the leadership of President Trump. And now, under the leadership of Joe Biden, leadership or the like thereof, we have somewhere between 11 and 13 million. Now, I know you hear numbers like 8 million, 9 million, 10 million, but the real numbers, because when they give the numbers by way of the Marxist media, they never talk about the gotaways. They never talk about those that weren't even seen or that we do not even know anything about. But when you take all the gotaways, you take all of the uncertainty as far as the numbers, take the ones in that were counted or supposedly counted. I've always wondered how they've really counted them. We've got between 11 and 13 million. And ladies and gentlemen, not counting that, but what is called the DACA, the numbers that we've had already in America, some 25 to 30 million that have been here for years and years and years that got here illegally. They came perhaps on a green card, not a green card, but on a visitor's visa, and then they overstayed the visa. I am told that we have somewhere in the neighborhood upward of 50 million illegals in America today. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We've been told that the border's secure. We've been lied to. We've been told that there's no crisis at the border. And now we find, ladies and gentlemen, after about 3.5, almost 4 years, we've been lied to about all of this at the border. And it's Trump's fault. Charges and investigations have been made, ladies and gentlemen, as part of the attempt to prevent Donald Trump from winning the election. And now the approach that is taken is, yes, we've got a problem at the border. Yes, we've got a crisis at the border. Yes, we have those that are coming in that are illegal. But Donald Trump is responsible. Ladies and gentlemen, we had fewer illegal invaders under the Trump administration back for, I believe, decades and decades. And I could go back even to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan got deceived by the Democrats at the time. Just give immunity to a certain number, I think it's 4 or 5 million, and then we'll seal the borders and they can't come in again. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for 30, 40, 50 years in relationship to the open border crisis. But Trump had basically brought it to a screeching halt. And now to the Biden administration, no holds barred. Even the part of the fence that Trump had put in place, they sent teams out with torches, cut the steel away to open 14, listen, you may or may not have heard this, but in the steel wall that President Trump had installed, 14 gates, holes, openings have been cut with torches, quote, to allow the antelope to have free range between Mexico and America. That it would be animal cruelty to fence in the antelopes and not give them a way to get into Mexico or from Mexico to America. Now, if you believe that, I will sell you the Eiffel Tower, dismantle it, and rebuild it in your backyard. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, deceived. We're getting to the point of five things that every Christian, conservative, and patriot ought to know today. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, you are dead on. And I think they're going to let that boy go again that killed the young lady at Georgia, University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We spoke about that last week.
Yes.
And it's a scam. It's the elites, and especially, I say go back to Clinton, and definitely Barack Hussein Obama. They're trying to make this country fold. You got so many immigrants over here now and attacking Americans.
Well, what we've done, Kenneth, we have seen a tectonic change in the demography of the United States of America. We now will face, listen, we will face the theft, potential theft, of the November 5th election this year, which is only 6 months away, as a result of millions of illegal invaders that will be able to vote. Now, they'll vote not because they've been given carte blanche authority to do so. They'll be able to vote because they have a driver's license, because they have a work permit card, because they have EBT cards and cash and cell telephones from the federal government. They will basically be the stooges, the plants, that the Democrats will use for the vote. They had a lineup the other day of some of them crossing the border, and they had some reporters there, I believe it was some Fox News reporters, asking the questions, who do you prefer, Trump or Biden? And all of them, without exception, said, Biden, Biden, Biden. We're looking at an attempt to steal the election, and it's planned way in advance. And now, all of a sudden, because Biden wants to have the election, our reason for some that are, how would you say, brainwashed to vote for him, now he's trying to make out like he's trying to seal the border. And now the Republicans, led by Donald Trump, won't allow him to do so. Kenneth, the whole problem is, and going back to the murderer in Georgia, Georgia still has the electric chair. I believe he needs to have a very quick trial, needs to be found guilty, give any attorneys opportunity for 90 days to appeal that, and then fry him. That's the only thing that's going to set the precedents in America. They will say you can't come into America as an illegal invader and kill people and be transported to deported and transported back to your hometown, home state, and then come back into America by the back door again. That's my position.
Yes, sir. Mine also.
I believe
He's supposed to be released, I believe.
We need to go back to the rule of law, and right now we're on the what's found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, is lawlessness. We're living in a lawlessness society, promulgated, pushed, and instituted by the Biden administration. We're living in the most lawless era of the United States of America's history. And I believe it's time that Christians, conservatives, and patriots say, enough is enough. I believe it's time that we recognize we're on the fast track for the demise of America. I watched the senator this morning about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Fox News. I watched a senator being interviewed. He was in the rotunda of the Capitol, and he said, unless this border situation is fixed, unless we control the border, unless we deport those that are here illegally, he said, we are watching the demise of America, and it can't be fixed unless it's done now. So I've been saying that quite some time, and I'm seeing now that those that are in the position to do something are now saying the same thing. So it requires Christians, conservatives, and patriots to keep praying, asking God to intervene, give us victory November the 5th, and once again restore the potentiality of law and order to salvage, to save, to deliver America from total implosion. Kenneth, you're exactly right, brother. Keep looking up, keep praying. Our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28 tells us. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So we've been lied to on every hand. Been lied to about COVID. Been lied to about the open borders. We've been lied to about all that Trump has done and he's been charged with. And now the investigations, the persecution and the prosecution of Donald J. Trump. Listen, President Trump said, it's not just me. If they can do this to me, look what they'll do to the average citizen in America. Now, Kevin O'Leary, which is a ranked liberal, multi-millionaire, billionaire, operating out of New York. He's part of the television broadcast series called Shark Tank. Kevin O'Leary just said, and I will try to quote but paraphrase, he said that if they can do that to Trump, every businessman, every organization, every contractor, everyone that buys and sells real estate in New York need to recognize the potential. And he said, money will leave New York. Businesses will close. There will be no reason to be in jeopardy by doing business and building buildings or trying to buy and sell real estate in New York. Because if they can do that to Trump, they can do that to any other business. And so it is my prayer that they'll see the handwriting on the wall. But ladies and gentlemen, it could be too late. Right now, with that $435 billion or million dollar, whatever it is, fine against Trump, Trump just offered yesterday to pay $100 million on deposit in lieu of the whole amount. The judge summarily said no, the whole amount in cash, $435 million. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's an attempt to bankrupt Donald J. Trump. Even a billionaire didn't go around with $435 million cash money sitting on the shelf in a bank account. There's an attempt to destroy Trump. He's been charged with and prosecuted and persecuted, and we've been lied to about that. And it's all a part of the attack to prevent Trump from winning the election in November. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that all of us have been lied to about the real cover-up called January the 6th. And I can go on and on and on and on today, ladies and gentlemen, with the areas that the general public's been lied to, and it's been promulgated by the Communist Network News and out of the Oval Office through this young lady that stands as the press secretary for the president, and she will lie, 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 and it's amazing to me how many people will believe that lie. So we need to recognize there's some truth that we need to know, and we're going to talk about that right after the news. Hang in there. We'll have the news for about 1 minute. Be right back. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issue after our news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church